Hey you guys, we're here with another episode. Welcome back. You know, it's your girl Deandra, and we're going to be talking about broken today. So of course your girl was broken hearted. And you know, I make light of it now because I thank God that I've gotten out of that, but there was reasons to why I was brokenhearted in the first place. When I lost my dad, I was so hurt. Most of my life, he was in prison, and I used to go visit him. He would write me. So when he finally got out after 10 years, I'm really looking forward to this daddy-daughter relationship that he will talk about. And that, you know, when you girls, you watch TV and see certain things, and you're like, oh, wow, I wish I had that, right? Like, that relationship with the father. And shortly after, about 2 years after he was killed, and the thing that killed him was the thing that put him in jail in the first place. He was trying to rob someone, and unfortunately his gun jammed and the person killed him. Due to it, I was like mad at God. I'm like, how is it that you're a mighty God, all powerful, and you can do anything? You could have saved him. Why didn't you save him? You knew what I wanted and what I was really looking forward to. So now, not only am I upset that my dad died, but I'm upset at God too. So much so that about 16, I started asking my mom, hey, is it okay if I stay home from church? You know, I'm really tired. And typically, if one go to church, we're all going to church. But she actually let me stay home, and I was shocked because we normally, everybody had to go. So I'm, you know, started doing that a little bit more often and just really pulling away from God because I was disappointed and I was heartbroken. And to be honest, this led up to years, I mean almost 10 years of being away from God. And not completely. I really just wanted nothing to do with God because, again, I'm upset with him. But at the same time, when I was, you know, transitioning, going into college, I was 17 years old at this point, and, you know, I started getting myself into things that, you know, wasn't really good for me, and but I enjoyed it. And that's what sin does. It draws you in and it tempts you. The devil tempts you to see if there's something you're gonna bite. And I did, because I just wanted to live a life without rules and without limits. Like, finally I'm on my own and I can do my own thing and don't have to listen to anyone. During that time, despite that I wanted nothing to do with God, it was weird because I would literally like pray before going somewhere or going to out. Like, I remember me and my best friend, we would like pray like, Lord, protect us while we out tonight. And it's like, wow, like for a person to not want anything to do with him, I'm sure asking him for help, you know. And I just thank God that he doesn't look at you or me where I was in that moment, that his love never ended. Just because I was upset with him doesn't mean that he was upset with me and that he hated me. He loved me just more than I could ever imagine, and because of that he protected me. I mean, his mercy, his grace was so sufficient for me, and that's why I'm able to sit here before you today. And I just thank God that he did keep me, because, you know, now here I am healing and healed in that area, but still healing. There's always layers of healing. But, you know, now I don't have to deal with the brokenhearted because of this, because my dad ultimately made the decision to do what he did. And, you know, like, people have free will. God gives us free will to do what we want to do. But I know, just like me, you know, eventually I'm like, I want to change. I'm tired of this lifestyle. It's serving me no good, no purpose. So I'm wondering if you're like this too, if you're in this space. God did not keep you here just for nothing. He wants you to come closer to him. And that's what it's all about. He wants to get to know you. Or no, he wants you to get to know him. in a deeper way, and so he can just love on you and show you what you've been missing. And although you feel like you have missed out on certain things, like, God was always there. That's the beautiful thing. So I hope that if you're feeling like, I don't know, it's too much going on, I'm tired, you know, I don't know what I want, I don't know what I need, and you just want to do something different, try Jesus. Jesus is always here. So I just want to pray with you. I hope that, one, this testimony be able to bless you, because literally, you guys, after being out there in the world per se, living a life of sin and just doing things my own way, I gained nothing. Nothing but a beautiful son. Nothing. And now I can honestly say that I am filled with so much since coming to Christ. Like, I know for a fact that I am loved. I know for a fact that I have a Heavenly Father who cares about me more than anybody ever could. I know for a fact that God has a purpose in me. And part of that purpose is for me to explain to you what He has done in my life, in hopes that you can see Him in your own situation and allow Him to fill you up in the way He did me. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your son and your daughter, for them finding this podcast. I hope they're watching or listening wherever they are, Lord, that you just fill them up with your love as you send your word, that you are near to the brokenhearted and you save the crushed in spirit. So I thank you, Lord, that those who are hurting, Father, not only do they come to you, but they lay it at your feet. They can no longer carry this. So I thank you, Lord, that they release it in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're holding on to, give it to Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for them being surrounded by a healthy, God-led community that will help them on their journey. I pray that you highlight a place for them to be to gain this community, Lord, and I pray that you continue to heal them, that you will bless them, and as you said in your word, you will heal their broken hearts, because you are God who heals, who loves, and who gives. So I thank you, Lord, for all these things. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope to see you next week.